mainstream news, for the most part, cannot be trusted. Want the truth?
And nothing but the truth?
It's here every day at the Truth News Network. Here with today's truths is Dan Newman.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's chapter of TruthNewsNet.org. And today, we're going to divulge a secret. I asked this question yesterday. I got in all kinds of problems, lots of trouble, by teasing here on the website about giving you or cluing you in on who's going to win the midterm elections. You want to know who win? Well, let's get started. I got a whole lot of feedback about the tease yesterday. I simply thought your weekend news digesting before college football would be peaked by a few minutes away from the political fray we've all been immersed in for so long. Even though this story today is about the midterm elections, it's outside of the hype of media polls and polling data. In our nonstop research, I uncovered an interesting entity called Fair Vote. What is so intriguing to us about them is that they're not pollsters. They're not political hacks. They really are nonpartisan and a scientific analysis entity that do not have any dog in the hunt. As you go through the data, explanations of how they operate, and look at their projection record, remember this: the political landscape of America is changing dramatically. In the last decade, in fact, it has morphed from something that is honestly a mundane practice of democracy to something that closely resembles a Barnum and Bailey circus. At least, it's certainly a sideshow for sure. In way of explanation, all one must do is look back a couple of years at the 2016 presidential election and all the hoopla leading up to it to understand this. Election projections are apparently not a science, even if there is science to enable reasonable and realistic outcomes. Why is that? Does anybody reading this today not yet realize the zoo we call elections is without question an economic boom for every media company in America? Whether that company is an actual news broadcast or reporting entity, a political lobbying firm, political party, or political action committee, those are called PACs, or any entity in a support capacity for any of these. Follow the money. Realizing that makes it a bit easier to understand why political polls, analysis, and projections are always all over the place. Dollars drive results. Fair Vote is a not-for-profit entity that uses scientific analysis methods that we detail below that have resulted in some mind-boggling accurate results in congressional elections in the House of Representatives. I found it curious they focus primarily on House races and not the Senate or presidential elections. Now, they do analysis of those, but their big one is the House race. But in their computations, they do use all previous federal election results to set a pattern that factors heavily into their calculations. Enough of my drivel. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Fair Vote. I'll see you back here for a wrap-up. So, let's dig into Fair Vote and how it works. Fair Vote's methodology projects with high confidence only the very safest seats. With 435 seats elected every cycle, you might think that means 50 or 60 incumbents. Think again. This year, they are projecting 374 seats with high confidence. That's nearly 86% of House seats. Almost every incumbent seeking re-election can feel very confident about victory this November, no matter who their opponent is, how much is spent, or what kind of partisan wave there might be. To underscore the level of confidence in that, they make similar projections going into 2012, 2014, and 2016 in total. That's 1,062 House races. They missed in those three elections only one seat. That means their high confidence projections have an accuracy rate of more than 99.9%. The 2018 report shows the most ossified electoral landscape yet, being the first year they have projected more than 370 seats at this degree of confidence. The following map that's shown on the webpage, you'll have to go there to see it, shows each congressional seat as an equal area. Only the yellow sheets in that chart are in play. The purple seats are all safe enough to be projected with high confidence. In addition, the 374 high confidence projections, FairVote also projects favorites for the other 61 seats, though at a lower level of confidence. There are an additional 40 seats that clearly favor one party over the other, but not enough to warrant a projection. That leaves only true 21 toss-up seats that only very slightly lean to one party or the other. When they projected all 435 seats in 2016, they were remarkably accurate, even in the lower confidence projections. Of the 56 seats FairVote did not project, but which favored one of the parties, they were right in 50. That's 89.3% correct. Of the 18 seats that were true toss-ups with only a very slight lean toward one of the parties, they were right in 12 of those. That's 66.7% correct. That means the full projections were correct in 423 out of 435 districts. That's 97.2% correct. Those projections were made more than 2 years before the 2016 election, 2 years before. What makes this all the more disturbing is that FairVote's remarkable accuracy ignores all polls, all demographic characteristics of the districts, and ignores the incumbent's voting record and any scandals. They use only the presidential election results, both in the district and nationally, from 2016. And the incumbent's performance in prior elections. The only updates they make after receiving have that data is to remove incumbents when they announce that they will not seek re-election, and then they recalculate projections if a state redraws its district lines as well. FairVote explains their methodology in the report in detail, but the overwhelmingly important factor is a district's partisanship measured only by the relative presidential vote in that district. The two-party preference has varied over the years from 54.3% for Democrats in 2008 to 53.5% for Republicans in 2010. In 2016, it was 50.51% for Republicans. The incumbency bump that shows the extra percentage points earned by an incumbent in a given year has ranged from a high of 7.7% in 2000 to a low of 2.8% in 2014. In 2016, it was 3.3%. Their state-by-state analysis drives home the entrenchment of incumbents under the current system, underscoring why it was no surprise that more than 98% won re-election in 2016. In more than half of the states, FairVote projects every single House seat. Every incumbent seeking re-election is projected as safe in a total of 27 states. Many of these are large states with multiple seats, including Ohio, all 16 seats are safe, Georgia, all 14 seats are safe, and North Carolina, all 13 seats safe. They project a majority of the seats in every state except Delaware and New Hampshire, which only have one and two seats, respectively. The way we elect representatives in Congress does not create a fair reflection of the voters who elect them. There are 19 states where fair vote has already called more seats for one political party than that party should earn according to its statewide partisanship. In fact, there are three states where they can already safely project that one party will earn at least three seats more than the state's partisanship suggests they should win. Those states are North Carolina and Ohio for Republicans, and Massachusetts for Democrats. If using projections for every seat, fully 32 of the 50 states would disproportionately favor one party over the other in a 50-50 year. As a whole, the national landscape tilts in favor of Republicans, with Republicans sitting on 208 safe seats, only 10 away from a majority, and 22 additional unprojected seats favoring Republicans. Looking at the tipping point, median district, fair vote projects that Democrats would need to earn more than 55% of national two-party preference among voters to earn even a one-seat majority. Now, did you get that? Let me repeat it. As a whole, the national landscape tilts in favor of Republicans, with Republicans sitting on 208 safe seats, only 10 away from a majority, and 22 additional unprojected seats favoring Republicans. Looking at the tipping point, median district, fair vote projects that Democrats would need to earn more than 55% of national two-party preference among voters to earn even a one-seat majority. That imbalance creates a core problem of accountability. Power is exercised most responsibly when those in power believe they might lose if they cannot keep majority support. So I'm going to give you from a chart that is on the front page of the story on the www.truthnewsnet.org website. For this story, here are Fair Votes 2018 full projections. Let's look at Republicans first. As we just said, they have 208 seats already noted as for sures, certainties, with 22 more on the cusp. For Democrats, 166 safe seats with 18 on the cusp. That shows, according to Fair Vote, the Republicans will maintain control of the House. We've got more to talk about. Don't go to sleep yet. Sit tight. We'll be right back with a little more info and a summary at truthnewsnet.org.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes.
And this?
Yes.
And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Long live the courageous. The tenacious. The ones who push forward. And give back. Who fall and get back up. And long live the truck with the strength to overcome. The will to outwork. And the commitment to outlast them all. Ram, proven to last.
Uncertain about what you see and hear in mainstream media? Worried about getting the truth? No worries anymore. Get the truth, only the truth, at TNN, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.
Now, before anyone gets emotionally distraught or hilariously happy, please understand that these projections are based on logical facts derived from various scientific and historical events. They do not have any basis other than the past. They have no basis drawn from polls, campaign ads, current political events like U.S. foreign policy, the economy, or even on the immigration issues and policies now front and center because of the Central American caravan still headed to the United States southern border. Will there be a blue wave, as Democrats have declared? Will there be a red wave that shocks a lot of America? Will Nancy Pelosi, as she has famously declared already in the last 48 hours, take back possession of the House leadership gavel? No one knows that for sure. Not even Pelosi herself. Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, Fox News, The New York Times, The Washington Post, or any candidate. And not even President Trump. So what can you do about election results? There's only one thing that matters, folks. One thing only. Vote. Americans, both those Americans who vote and those who do not vote, will determine the outcome of this election, as they have in every United States election. The Constitution of the House of Representatives is not the only political institution or office that is in stake in these midterms. The U.S. Senate, governorships, many local and state elections are at stake. The best shot for every American to have a say-so in the outcome of each of these races is to vote. And if you don't vote, you have no right to complain about the results of these House and Senate races or any other race in your state or your municipality. Will the House race results prove to be another successful analysis for Fair Vote? Tune in Tuesday evening, November 6th. That's when we'll all know for sure, and not until. Thank you so much for joining us today at truthnewsnet.org. We'll be back on Monday. You guys have a great weekend. So long, everybody.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper?
Never fear.
TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone.
Catch up with the latest news
during your busy day. The Truth News Network.
TNN. TruthNewsNet.org.